think about this.
Our brains change.
Memory is an amazing.
What you think is in
our
there.
Our brains
is
aren't
really
finished. They're not fully cooked yet.
You go with your heart. You
don't have any idea why
we're
doing
so smart.
Most of the things that we're doing.
But here's the deal.
Monday.
Good.
Okay, days of the week.
Days of the week. I'm Rebecca McEnroe.
I'm Bob Duke.
I'm Art Markman.
And this is...
Friday.
Nice on your head. Made possible in part by Lakeway Regional Medical Center, providing comprehensive care for brain and spine conditions.
Variety is the spice of life, but there's something about routines that make days go better. And, you know, one of the things that we've talked about often on the show is about the value of sleep. And many people, when they get to the end of the week, go crazy on Friday night, equally crazy on Saturday night. And then Sunday's pretty miserable because you got to try to get enough sleep to function on Monday. So they actually inadvertently end up making things harder to get readjusted to the week because you've made the weekend so unlike the week.
There's a study that suggests that we actually create jet lag for ourselves.
Yeah.
By going to sleep a few hours later and then trying to wake up a few hours later, it's as if every Friday you fly to L.A. for a couple of days.
After a bad meal back on the plane. And then
that's right.
You know, Art mentioned a little while ago before we turned the record button on that the weekend is a relatively recent phenomenon, right? I mean, there used to be little union bumper stickers that I liked about, you know, thank a union, the folks who brought you the weekend, right?
Right?
It was lovely, you know, because that was not always a part of American culture, that you would work Monday to Friday and then stop and have 2 days when you would relax or rejuvenate yourself or do whatever. And it's interesting how different people have learned to deal with that. And some people think, now I'm going to do whatever I want. You know, and that may mean staying up late, that may mean overeating or drinking too much or whatever, not recognizing the fact that our bodies didn't evolve to flip back and forth like that. And as Art said, it is like jet lag. It is like going to another time zone. And if you're sleeping in, even if you do go to bed at a reasonable hour, whatever that is, and you sleep till 10 o'clock or 11 o'clock in the morning on Saturday because you can, you've now made an adjustment to your body's clock that now has to get readjusted to get back ready for the week.
You know, and it's funny, there are certain cycles in a calendar that are at least tied to natural phenomena. So the day is 24 hours long because that's the amount of time it takes for the Earth to rotate once on its axis. The year is approximately 365 days long because that's the amount of time it takes for the Earth to make a complete revolution of the sun. There are roughly 28-day cycles relating to the phases of the moon. So there are certain cycles where there are natural phenomena that are associated with them. And then you've got the week.
Yeah.
Which, you know, given that the moon cycle's about 28 days, if you want to divide that up relatively equally, you get four groups of seven from that. But there's nothing biological that says we need a seven-day cycle for a week.
And of course, also, I mean, for much of human history, we woke up with the sunrise and went to sleep when the sun set because there was no light and so you couldn't do anything. So you do things you can only do in the dark, one of which is sleeping. So now we have artificial light. We can put shades down on our windows that we really don't know whether the sun has come up or not. We have a clock to tell us that it's morning and those kinds of things. And so we've done lots of things to sort of readjust what is a day. And as Art says, we have a week that is a concoction of human thought. And now whether we say we're going to work for five of those days and then not work for two or whatever the thing happens to be, we've created all of that. And our bodies didn't evolve to function on those schedules. We've sort of made things change. And it wouldn't be surprising then that we now don't perhaps function optimally.
But, you know, and it's fascinating too, having divided a week into 7 days, that many religions recognized. I mean, religions are a fascinating thing because among the things that they do is that they are these repositories of cultural wisdom. And so if you look at religions, one of the things that they build into them is some kind of a rest day. And, you know, depending on which religion it is, it's a different day of the week just to make things confusing. But the idea is there's a recognition in there that approximately once every 7 days, it's a good idea to take the day off and not do all of the normal things, because partly to give yourself a chance to relax and partly because routine is wonderful. But if you don't ever break up the routine at all, then the days really flow together.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I think, you know, what's interesting too, that different days of the week and the work week take on a different flavor. I mean, we have, you know, hump day, and we have thank God it's Friday, and
that's the saddest. Oh, saddest. I've said this before, but the four saddest letters in the English language
are DGIF.
If all you can do is get through and tolerate the work week so that you can have 2 days to yourself, that's just, it's unfortunate.
But I think, you know, what's interesting to me is because those days take on different flavors, you know, the way we conceptualize about them, when you actually do that, you do actually approach a day feeling differently because your expectations are different, you know? And that's an interesting thing because you think about that for different days of the week and you say, well, Wednesday's a happy day because now I'm halfway through the week. And Friday, thank God, it's Friday. That's not a recipe for having happy days.
Puts a real burden on Monday.
On Monday,
as we know, you know.
And I think a lot of it gets back to this idea, Bob, that you talk about a lot, about the orientation that you take towards thinking about the activities of your life, and the cultural meaning of a lot of our days is predicated on this belief that work is horrible. And to be tolerated until you get to the end of the week, at which point there's this oasis called the weekend that starts on Friday night. And now you get this blissful weekend that you want to hang on to as much as possible. And in the later hours of Sunday, you begin to realize it's going to be Monday tomorrow. And this whole morbid cycle repeats. And I think that we don't say it explicitly, but there is a kind of continued reinforcement in that of this idea that we shouldn't think about work as something we're excited to get back to.
We'll have more on this topic next week as Dr. Art Markman and Dr. Bob Duke talk about how to take a new approach to work for a happier life. To check out this and other episodes of Two Guys, go to KUT.org. I'm Rebecca McEnroy, and I produce Two Guys on Your Head at KUT Radio in Austin, Texas. Support for Two Guys on Your Head comes in part from the Center for Music Therapy, providing brain training for movement disorders.